The smarter way to start your weekend. You're listening to This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending some time with us. More than half of U.S. babies born last year had birth mothers in their 30s and older, according to new data from the CDC. In the last few years, age 35 has gone from the start of geriatric pregnancy to potentially a maternal age sweet spot. Here's Carly Malenbaum, lifestyle reporter at Axios. Carly, you speak from personal experience.
Yes, yes, personal experience, because I am indeed 35 and I am indeed pregnant. So this was a topic of extreme interest to me. And so basically what happened, the reason I got into this story is I went to my OB and I knew that I was in this advanced maternal age category because I was going to be 35 in my due date. And I said to my OB, you know, I'm going to be 35. Do I have to see a high-risk specialist? And my OB just laughed at me.
Wow.
I was like, oh, so I don't? She's like, you're one of my younger patients.
Jeez.
I live in Los Angeles, California, so the maternal age is a little higher than the national average here. But that got me thinking about, like, oh, times have changed here. Mm-hmm. You know, being 35 and pregnant, I think we used to call that geriatric pregnancy, and still if you file certain insurance claims, it might say geriatric or elderly, but at least I wasn't hearing in person those words, and I, at least in my own personal experience, wasn't being treated like I was in this high-risk group just because of my age.
And
this is specific to, you know, me living in Los Angeles, but I really wanted to dive into why we even have those terms like advanced maternal age and whether it's even relevant anymore.
Okay. So before we get to that, I mean, the data just jumps off the page in the chart that you included with your story about the shares of babies born to mothers in select age groups. I mean, just from 30 to 34, 35 to 39, 40 and up, all trending higher. Everything else,
that's right.
Everything else is trending lower.
Exactly. Yeah, I know people can't do this chart, but it's grouped in those age groups. And yeah, all the 30 and above age groups are trending up and all the younger ones are trending down. And yeah, that was, if you compare like provisional 2023 CDC data to 1997 data, there's been a huge shift. And at this point, it's more than half of babies born are born to mothers in their 30s and older. Which, yeah, that's a real change.
Yeah. All right. So explain, I guess, maybe some of the terminology or the generalities here associated with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, as I mentioned, there's people probably know of that old term, geriatric pregnancy, that used to be used. It's evolved. People sometimes still say advanced maternal age, but there's been a push to kind of get rid of even that terminology because it can maybe sound insensitive. I mean, there's a lot. As I've learned in my personal experience and just as a health reporter, there is a lot of medical terminology about women and particularly about prenatal women that, like, doesn't feel great. And, yeah, one of them, it could maybe be advanced maternal age. I know some people kind of like it because, like, oh, advanced means better, but a lot of people think it makes them sound old in a way that they don't want to sound, and especially because there are so many women who are 35 and up when they are pregnant. They're like, why are we even separating it out this way? So there's been a move by a lot of different groups, including there's this one app that had a whole list of updated terms. And one of them was, instead of saying geriatric or advanced maternal age, can we just say 35 plus? Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Wow. We're speaking with Carly Malenbaum, lifestyle reporter at Axios. She's got a good story called Not Geriatric: Pregnancy at Age 35 Can Have Benefits. Explain, too, because you said women considering having kids by their mid-30s should be acquainted with their own physiology and possible fertility challenges. Meaning what?
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends who are in their 30s and wanting to have kids. And I'm fortunate. I've been writing about health and wellness and fertility for years and years, so I was like planning ahead to be pregnant at this age. You know, years ago, my partner and I like took certain tests to see if we might have any, I don't know, barriers to getting pregnant, like something with my anatomy or, you know, something with my egg count. Like if those weren't, you know, full speed ahead, then maybe we'd make some different decisions as to our timeline of when to get pregnant. And a lot of people aren't writing about fertility during their day job and don't even think about this stuff. And so I know a lot of people who wanted to get pregnant and then it's not working. and they learn, you know, they might have a condition like endometriosis or PCOS that impacts their hormones and their ability to ovulate, and then they might need some intervention, and the process to get pregnant becomes really hard and could take years. And if they had maybe started this process earlier, then they might have some better tools and be closer to the timeline they wanted to get pregnant.
Thanks, Carly. Carly Malenbaum, lifestyle reporter at Axios. Coming up next, steps to decrease stress.